Good evening and welcome to Village Baptist Church. For those of you I haven't met yet, my name is Caleb Cook and I'm blessed to serve here as pastor of Village Baptist Church. I want to extend my sincerest gratitude for all of you for your presence here this evening as we celebrate God's radical love as seen through the gift of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for being here this evening. I'd like to extend a special welcome to any visitors here with us. If you're visiting on this most special of nights and want to learn more about Village and our ministries, there are several ways to connect with us. The first is by flipping over your bulletin and scanning the QR code and filling out the form. That will get you connected to me and to our office staff so we can learn better about you and how to better minister to you and your family. Or you can fill out a connection card in the back of your pew and drop it in the offering plate, or just meet me out in the narthex after the service. Either way, I'd love to meet all of you I haven't met before and to learn more about you, your family, and how to better minister to you. We've got a full docket this evening between several special music offerings, hearing the Christmas story read aloud, and in case you missed it on your way in, Village Baptist's first annual chaotic Christmas pageant. Long gone are the days where you can take your kids to church for several pageant rehearsals. So we're just going to wing it all tonight. If you have any children, or if you are young at heart and would like to take part in our chaotic Christmas pageant, this will take place during the intergenerational reflection this evening. I'll meet everyone up here and we'll wing it together. It is my first time directing a play, however, so wish me luck. Without further ado, let's turn to our magnificent God in prayer. Would you pray with me? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we are leaning in. We are craning our necks, straining to hear a murmur of angels' song or an echo of a Gloria. We always, always long for you, God. But on this night, on this holy Christmas Eve, we long for you to feel as close as possible. So as we prepare to hear this ancient story once again, we ask that you would awaken something new in all of us. Awaken in us a fire for your word. Awaken in us proof of your proximity. Awaken in us your love, which is bigger than the sky and as close as our very breath. We are listening. We give thanks. And it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For the past, I'd say 7 years or so, we've taken this moment to have a little fun. And we're going to sing Dona Nobis Pacem. It is around. I need my helpers. And I need to divide you guys up. So,
right through there. The first three notes.
Thank you. In a weary, worn world, how do we begin again? Where do we start? Yes, let us begin with love, for surely love knows your name. Today, in addition to the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love, we light the Christ candle, for surely God is in this place. Surely the Spirit is near. Surely love knows our name.
Chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear, in a world as cold as stone. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had bore a son, and he named him Jesus.
Please stand and join me as we sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," and it's number 132, or it'll be on the screen for you.
Thank you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. Shining in the east, beyond them far. King of Israel, Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King, born is the King, born is the King of Israel, Noel. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King, born is the
Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 20. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known that they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Tonight's Christmas offering will be going toward global missions through the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, our denominational partner on a broader level. If you would like to give to another cause than that, please designate doing so using the envelopes in the back of your pews. Would you all pray with me? Holy God, as we gather this evening, all our attention is focused on a baby lying makeshift in a bed in an it-will-have-to-do stable. It's not lost on us that you sent your Son, our Savior, into the world among the poorest of the poor and told us, "This will be a sign to you." As we present gifts to you, monetary and non-monetary, we pray that they might reach those in the greatest need, that they might lift those in the deepest despair, and that they might bring peace and compassion to those who find themselves amidst conflict. We pray this in the name of that holy child, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you. Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce the impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds.
Sing sweet and low your lullaby till angels say amen. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. While wise men follow through the dark star that beckons them. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A little child will lead them, the prophet said of old. And tempest heed him until the bell is tolled. Sing sweet and low your lullaby till angels say amen. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A mother tonight is rocking her baby in Bethlehem.
Now it's time for the children to do Away in the Manger. If there's angels and shepherds, and I think maybe even if they're going to sing it all, the whole thing by themselves. All right. Well, you're going to sing the whole thing by yourselves, and the adults are. Thank you.
It's time for a chaotic Christmas pageant. Who's ready? Do we have any characters in the back, maybe, who didn't come up for the song? Yes. There are little to no speaking parts in the pageant. I would like for you to all sit in front of me here. Well, you're going to fly soon. Yeah, that's a good question, though. I will be your director this evening. What I want out of all of you is your best, because that's all you can give, okay? Who's going to give me your best? Raise your hand. Unsure. There's no reason to be nervous. Do you know why? Because if they laugh, they're laughing at me, not at you. Okay? So, I have today a very special book. This is called A Very Noisy Christmas. And it's a special book for two reasons. Number one, it'll be our script for this evening. What I'll do is I'll read out of the book, and then I'll get you to act out what I just read. Does that make sense? I'll read it first, and then I'll tell you what to do. It's also a very special book for another reason. It has special times that it wants us to be really loud. Ah! And it also has really times where it goes, shh, in order for all of us to be quiet. And don't think you're off the hook either, congregation, because you will be participating in the pageant as well. So, shh. It was a quiet, quiet night on the hillside. The shepherds and the sheep and the other animals were sleeping. Do we have any shepherds? Oh, no, it's just the animals that were sleeping. The chicken is asleep. His eyes are closed. And then, suddenly, ah! Ah! An angel. I need one angel. Yes, you. Stand right here. So what all of you are going to do is you're going to act like you're asleep. You're a little sleepy shepherd. And then you're going to yell, boo! And you're going to scare everyone. Everyone's going to go, ah! Are you ready? Action! Everyone's sleeping.
Boo! Ah!
An angel! Oh my goodness! The shepherds were so, so scared. And everyone else was too. But wait! The angel was saying something. You don't have to memorize this. I got you. Shh! Listen carefully. The angel said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. God's rescuer has been born in Bethlehem. He is the King of the whole wide wonderful world. You will find the baby wrapped snugly lying in a manger. Then suddenly, the King has been born! Glory to God! Peace on earth! Suddenly thousands and thousands and thousands and two angels were praising God at the top of their voices. Ooh. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now the entire sanctuary is going to be our army of angels. On three, all of you are going to say, peace on earth. One, two, three.
Peace on earth.
Oh my goodness, that actually felt like a thousand, didn't it? Then suddenly, the angels went back to heaven. And everything was quiet once again. The shepherds, they hurried off. They weren't here in the first place. They hurried off and they found Jesus in a manger, just like the angel had told them. Crazy. But when they got there, they saw animals all around, especially a chicken. Sheep, horses, and goats too, making all of their noises from the bottom of their throats. All of you, including the entire congregation. Make your favorite animal noise on three. One, two, three. Shh.
And then the alarm went off and baby Jesus woke up. Then they saw Mary and Joseph holding Jesus with care. Mary is here. Joseph is playing Xbox in the basement. And they saw Mary holding baby Jesus, rocking him in his manger. But he was sleeping, so Mary and Joseph said, "Shh, that's good, that's good, very good." Then the shepherds wanted to tell everyone, "Wake up, everybody, wake up! Something amazing has happened. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born. Here's your job right now. I need you to tell everyone in the sanctuary that Jesus has been born. I'll go with you, let's go. The chicken, you can talk now. Let's tell everyone, Jesus has been born, friend. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born. Jesus, the angel is flying. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born. And you'll meet me back up on stage. Jesus, the rescuer, has been born." Mary, what happened? And then we'll meet right back on the stage. How do you think this is going? Yep, great, me too. Me too. Then some wise guys and gals, we have a couple of those, right? Then some wise guys and gals were studying the special books and looking at all the stars in the sky. Use your telescope. Oh. What is that? Is that Big Dipper? Oh, how curious. Then suddenly, wow, look! Ooh, what is it? A new star has appeared in the, a big one. A new star has appeared in the sky. They knew the star meant that a special king had been born. So the wise guys and gals, they got up. They packed their bags. If you want to be, yeah, you can be one. You can be one, angel, wise person. And then they went on a long, 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 long trip to see the new king. Oh my goodness, he's right here. Right on, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. When they arrived, they found Jesus and gave him special gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh they laid under the manger. They bowed down before him. They knew he was the king of the whole wide, wonderful world. Do you want to know something special? Jesus is God's son and our rescuer. He is the king of the whole wide, wonderful world. Jesus came at the first Christmas so we can be friends with God forever. Now that's something worth singing and shouting about. We're all excited because Jesus was born, right? Well, let's act like it. Jesus is the King! Joy to the world! Hooray on three, everyone! One, two, three! Hooray! Okay, could you please sit in front of me one more time? I think you did great. I have some questions for all of you as we reflect on the Christmas story together. Is that okay? Raise your hand if this sounds like you. How many of you have been babies before? Raise your hand. All of you. I wasn't expecting that. That's odd. How many of you cried when you were a baby? Raise your hand if you did. All of you. How many of you slept when you were a baby? Yeah, Joe did too. How many of you have grown since you were a baby? All of you, I hope, for your moms. Who did we just talk about being born a long, long, long time ago? Jesus, yes. When Jesus was born, he started out as a baby. Look at that, just like us. Do you think Jesus cried when he was a baby? Yeah, probably, even though it was a silent night, it wasn't actually a silent night. Do you think that Jesus grew into a small child, into a toddler, and then an adolescent, and then into a grown man? Do you think that's what he did? That's right. He did all of those things. And this is important because it tells us that Jesus was a lot like us. Do you agree with that? Jesus did a lot of the same things we did. He started out small. He kept growing and growing and growing until he turned into an adult. Now, when Jesus was an adult, how did he act? Was he kind? Yes. Did he bok bok? Did he love others? Did he make other people happy? He did all of those things. Yes, he did. I want to tell you a secret. But this is a secret you can tell everyone, okay? Jesus being a lot like us means that we can be a lot like Jesus. Jesus started out his life exactly like us as a little teeny baby. Then he grew into someone who makes everyone's lives better. And guess what? We can all grow up and make everyone's lives better too. Because Jesus was a lot like us, and that means we can be a lot like Jesus. Does that make sense? Jesus being more, and that means that God is right here with us. And with God being so near, we should be excited to live lives that make God proud, shouldn't we? Bok bok. Are you excited to live lives that make God proud? Me too. Let's pray, okay? And then I'll send you back to your seat. God, we are so thankful for your son, Jesus, who came to earth as a little baby just like us. We're thankful that you did this so we can be a lot like Jesus. And we're so happy to get to live lives that make you proud. Thank you for your gift of Jesus. Amen. I would like for our pageant participants to line up and to take your bow in front of everyone. Because you did a great job.
Thank you.